Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I've already told you what I think of the idiots in Washington, D.C., but I have one more thing I want to comment on, at least for now. When did the Samoa Beach become a national park? Are they paying someone to keep us off the beach? Except for maybe a porta potty or two, what's the big deal? This government stuff reminds me of the story about a man in a three-hole outhouse with another guy on a third hole. As the first guy pulled up his pants, a quarter fell out and rolled down the middle hole. The guy swore, took out his wallet, and threw a $20 bill down the hole. The other guy says, "What, are you crazy?" First guy says, "You don't think I'm going there for just a quarter, do you?" You may remember that I write my comments on Monday for taping on Tuesday. I heard on Kins on Monday that someone had stolen the cat tractor that they used for moving the logs around at the county woodlot where inmates cut wood for seniors and other less fortunate folks. Now, I don't know much about the ignition systems on that kind of equipment, but don't they lock the gate or other ways secure equipment? There's no end to what they'll steal. I unintentionally forgot to lock my truck a week or so back, and again, someone rifled my vehicle, took out the cab light bulb, so no one could see what they were doing, I suppose. They didn't take anything, as far as I could tell. Now, our governor signed a couple of bills lately that border on idiocy. One is, no lead bullets anywhere in the state. That's to protect predatory birds like condors. And I'm all for protecting condors and all species, for that matter, but condors are only found in the southern part of the state, as far as I know, so why penalize the whole state? Non-lead bullets and shotgun shells are expensive and hard to find. This may kill hunting in California, and that will raise Cain with funds that support wildlife. The other thing I read was a law saying you can't cross a line, if I read it correctly, any line, double or single, to pass a bike rider, and if you do pass, you have to give them a minimum of 3 feet. So how are we going to pass a cyclist on a narrow street going 5 miles an hour? The Humboldt Harmoniers are presenting our annual Fall Beer and Peanut shows this weekend, Friday in Arcata at the Community Center at 6:59 p.m., and Saturday at the River Lodge in Fortuna at the same time. $12 gets you in and all your refreshments. Throw your peanut shells on the floor. There will be a $25 door prize at each venue, so give your ticket stub for the drawing. The Harmoniers have been doing this along with our spring show for many, many years, so come and join us. On Friday, the 26th of October, the Eureka Chamber Music Series will present Sebastian Daverstam and Christian Bunn, award-winning cellist and pianist, at 7:30 p.m. at Calvary Lutheran Church, across from Alice Burney School. I believe this is their first time here, but the ECMS brings only the best talent for our enjoyment. By the way, they found the tractor. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.